Not surprisingly, getting people together finds its limits on a matter involving the Middle East when a peace-minded group in Boulder, Colorado, reached out to the Palestinian city of Nablus 5 years ago with the hopes of making it Boulder's official sister city. But when the group asked the city council to vote to make Nablus the official sister city, some Jewish residents were outraged and the council backed away and voted it down. Esraya Sharon is president of the Boulder-Nablus Sister City Project, and she says that facing misunderstanding may be frustrating, but it's exactly why she's pursuing this outreach program to the Palestinian city.
We sometimes get a dark view of who Palestinians are because of the tendency for media outlets to report on negative occurrences in the region. And we really lose sight of the fact that there's a lot of people in the region who are doing the best that they can to live a good life and raise their families and contribute to the world in a very positive way. So I think the sister city relationship gives them an opportunity to be seen in ways that otherwise they may be invisible.
Why does the city council need to approve this, and can a mediator actually help?
If we want to become an official sister city, then we need city council's approval. And will a mediator help? Yes, absolutely, because we were heading towards city council, and what I started to see in letters to the editor and letters that were being sent to city council is that there was a lot of misunderstandings about both our project and what does it mean when a city council approves a sister city. And so there's a lot of misconceptions that I think having this open public dialogue opportunity will give us the chance to help the community to understand what we're about and what sister cities are intended to be for.
What about your religious background that is relevant to the debate, particularly an argument that would be meaningful to the Jewish community that you've cited as being maybe very concerned about this relationship?
I was raised in a Jewish household, so I'm very well aware personally of the sort of the misunderstandings that many people in the Jewish community might have about Palestinians. And personally, when I was in my 20s, I traveled through about 30 different countries, and many of those were in the Middle East. And so that was my first opportunity to visit Palestine, and I visited Syria. And for me, as a young Jewish woman, I had quite the awakening experience, and it really opened my eyes because I realized that I had been raised feeling quite a bit of fear, actually, towards Arabs and towards Muslims. And what I realized is in having the experiences that I did was that I had been kind of conjuring up these images of monsters, and the reality was quite the opposite. I know what kind of a transformation that I went through as a young woman, and I felt like it was important to create opportunities for others.
There are some conservative Muslims in Nablus who are advocates of Sharia law, even though Nablus is more progressive than other places. Would they have problems with the very sort of free love and kind of hippie reputation of Boulder?
Yeah, well, they might. They might. But the beautiful thing about sister city relationships is that they're not for everyone. And the people who are drawn to learning about this particular culture, this is an invitation to them. And the same is true in Boulder as is in Nablus, is that my guess is the more conservative elements of both communities are not likely to be drawn to this relationship. And that's okay. I mean, there's no stipulation that everybody in the community has to be friends with each other. This is an opportunity. So people who want to participate, you know, this is the chance. And we're creating a bridge. Not everybody is going to walk over that bridge.
That's what I get, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.